American territory, Trump's Hormuz declaration and the naval blockade's growing blast radius. At a campaign-style rally in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, President Trump declared the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow waterway through which approximately 20% of global oil supply passes, American territory. The White House had not walked back the statement as of Saturday morning. The claim has no basis in international law. The navigational channel falls under transit passage rights governed by the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, with Iran and Oman holding sovereignty over the territorial waters on either side. The declaration landed against the backdrop of a U.S. naval blockade of the region now in its fifth month, initiated following Iran's acceleration of its uranium enrichment program. The sustained military posture has already raised global shipping insurance costs and contributed to oil price volatility feeding inflation in Europe and Asia. New sanctions announced at the South Carolina rally would target Iranian crude oil buyers, primarily in Asia, a significant escalation directed at Chinese purchasers who have been buying Iranian oil at a discount throughout the blockade. Iran cannot hold the Strait of Hormuz closed indefinitely against U.S. naval power, but its operational capacity to create chaos through mines, fast attack craft, and shore-based anti-ship missiles is real. Analysts note that weeks or months of disruption could send oil prices sharply higher. The question is whether Trump's rhetoric is pushing Tehran toward that threshold or whether Iranian leadership calculates that the blockade is more damaging to U.S. alliances than to Iran directly. That calculus matters because Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Qatar, historically aligned with U.S. security interests, are watching nervously. Their sovereign wealth funds and development plans depend on oil revenue flowing freely, and a prolonged standoff disrupts the entire region's economic planning. Analysts with regional contacts describe a quiet but growing frustration in Riyadh and Abu Dhabi over the absence of any diplomatic off-ramp being offered to Tehran. Expanding secondary sanctions on Chinese crude buyers adds a further dimension. Beijing's response will extend well beyond the Gulf, giving this confrontation a blast radius that reaches deep into U.S.-China relations. Pope Leo XIV, speaking during a visit to San Marino where he praised the microstate as a laboratory of good politics, offered what observers read as a veiled call for resolving disputes through law and dialogue rather than coercion. The Vatican has been described as one of the quiet diplomatic back channels in the U.S.-Iran standoff, maintaining relationships with Tehran that Washington does not possess. Whether that back channel yields anything in the coming weeks remains genuinely unclear.